God bless you. God bless you. Yes, and yeah, you and even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Calvin. Another 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you allow God to do it. If you allow yourself to hear from the Lord, it will absolutely transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be able to come together and study His word. His word is a lamp to our feet. It is a light to our path. It is our roadmap through this crazy, chaotic thing we call life. Pray with me, if you will. Gracious Father, we glorify you and we magnify you, God, simply for being God. God, we are thankful that you have allowed us another moment. There's nothing we could have done that could have extended our time on earth. But the word declares that you have already written every single last moment of our lives. So God, help us to count our days and help us to make our days count. God, we are grateful on today that you have given us another moment, another opportunity. We are grateful today, God, that you have not forgotten about us, but God, that you still allow us to be a part of your life long, not because we have done things perfectly and wonderfully, not because we have crossed everything and dotted every I, but simply because you brought us into your plan, and we will be forever grateful. Now, God, as your word speaks to us on today, God, take us from our sleepiness and our slumber. God, focus in our minds from our morning preparation, God. Allow us, God, to be able to bring and center our minds on your word this morning. God, let us speak to the very depth of our being, God, that we might not be able to deny that you have tailor-made this word specifically for us. God, we love you today, and God, we thank you for those that have come and assembled on this morning to hear of your word. God, we love you. We trust you. It is in Christ, and we pray. Amen. Again, we just thank God for you being with us on this morning. On this morning, we travel to the Old Testament, to the book of the prophet Isaiah. And we will go to the 30th chapter. And we will start at the 15th verse. Isaiah 30, starting at verse 15, just reading a few verses, a couple of verses, and we'll read them from several different versions of the Holy Writ. Isaiah 30, starting at verse 15, starting from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: "For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust is the strength. But you were not willing, and you said, no, for we flee on horses. Therefore you shall flee, and we will ride on swift horses. Therefore those who pursue you shall be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one man. You will flee at the threat of five, until you are left as a flag on a mountaintop and as a signal on a hill." Let me go on to verse 18. "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Now blessed are all those who long for him." Let me jump to the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible, again, Isaiah 30, starting at verse 15, from the Amplified Bible, reads as follows: "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not, and you said, no, we will speed on our own course on horses. Therefore you will speed in flight from your enemies. You said, we will ride upon swift speed, doing our own way. Therefore will they who pursue you be swift, so swift that 1,000 of you will flee at the threat of one of them. At the threat of five, you will flee until you are left like a beacon or a flagpole on the top of a mountain and like a signal on a hill." Verse 18, "And therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship. Let me read this from one more version. We will paraphrase this and read it from the Message. Reading from the Message. Starting at verse 15, Isaiah 30, God, the Master, the Holy of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts of faith to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me, the very thing you've been unwilling to do. I'm going to jump to verse 18 and we're going to close it out. But God's not finished. He's waiting around to be gracious to you. He's gathering strength to show mercy to you. God takes the time to do everything right, everything. Those who wait around for him are the lucky ones. I'm going to drop back to verse 15 in the Message and we're going to close out. I want to read it again. God the Master, the Holy of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your strength will come from settling down in total dependence on me, the very thing you've been unwilling to do. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to talk to you about the quiet strength of God. The quiet strength of God. Isn't it interesting, you all, that the scripture, Isaiah 30 and 15, would say that in rest you shall be saved. In quietness shall be your strength. This is the Lord speaking through the prophet Isaiah to the children of Israel. That in returning in rest, you shall be saved. This is what the New American Standard Bible says. In quietness and in strength shall be, excuse me, in quietness and trust shall be your strength. Isn't it interesting, you all, because oftentimes we are looking for God to show up in very loud ways, in very obvious ways, in very boisterous ways. We say we serve a mighty God. We serve a big God. And so we're always expecting God to show up in big ways, ways that we determine to be big and boisterous. But isn't it interesting that the word of God would say that in quietness, and in trust shall be your strength. In rest, you shall be saved. It doesn't require God to show up in huge ways. We are in a world that constantly pushes us to hustle and bustle. It is constantly getting our attention with loudness and noise. And this passage invites us to find strength and rest in quietness and trust. And what it really does is speak to the very core of our walk with the Lord, and that is to trust in God. We often feel as though God isn't doing anything because we aren't hearing anything, because we aren't seeing anything. And really, that is when God is at best at work, when we are at rest and trusting in God. Let me give a little context behind Isaiah 30 and 15. It's set against the very backdrop of the disobedience of the children of Israel. I know you've heard it before. I know you've seen it before. But I shouldn't say it ought to be comforting to you, but it ought to be obvious to you that the disobedience of the people of God now is not new to God. He was dealing with it with those that were in biblical times the children of Israel. Yeah, he was dealing with it back then and seeing it back then, and they were in the cycle of doing well and then doing it their way, and then doing it their way and getting in trouble, and then calling on the name of the Lord, and then God rebuking them and then rescuing them, and then a moment of peace and obedience, and then them cycling back into doing it themselves. And so once again, here it is, God sending a mouthpiece, an orator of his by the prophet Isaiah, and speaking to the people. The Israelites were seeking help from Egypt. Here we are again, asking God for his assistance. He was, they were asking from help from Egypt, the Egyptians, not from God, but from the Egyptians. They were relying once again on human intervention rather than relying on God. And that's what we do when we rely on our own inclinations. We are relying on human instinct rather than to trust in God. And this particular scene is filled with tension as they turn their back on the one who promises that true security, that true peace. And so through the prophet Isaiah, God calls them and is calling us today back to a place of reliance on him. I love the way that the Message Bible says, your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop this silly effort to save yourself. You can't save yourself. I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't know. I don't care how much you think you've got this plan in order. And I don't care how well you think, how even close to the end of your plan you think you are. You cannot save yourself. And God saying return to him is significant. It is suggesting a movement back to something, back to someone. And it's not just physical, it is spiritual. It's about returning your focus, returning your priorities, returning your heart to God. Notice, return, not go as if you've never been there before, but return. You've been there once before. And so this sense of returning is like pressing the reset button on everything in your life that seems chaotic. Press the reset button. It is a honest admitting to yourself that maybe, just maybe, we don't have all the answers and that we need to rely on the guidance of God. And then it's not just reliance and returning. It's about resting. Resting in his presence. Think about when you've had a day when you've had to run around, do this, that, and the third, when you have an opportunity to sit down, stay still, and rest. In our daily hustle and bustle and grind, rest seems like a luxury, but God frames it to us in this word as a necessity. It is more than sleep. It's a restfulness that permeates our very being. It's knowing that God is in control, and the scripture says it so clearly, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. It sounds crazy. It sounds desperate. In a society that I told you in the beginning, that equates noise with power and with something happening and with busyness and with productivity. But the word of God says that God's ways are not our ways. And quietness is not just silence, it is being tranquil. And that only comes from trusting God. You all, we need to make a conscious decision to return to God in every aspect of our life. Every day, before the rest of the day begins, just like you're doing today, take a moment to sit in his presence. And when challenges come, remind yourself of Isaiah 30:15, that your strength doesn't come from how well you handle things or how well you think you've got it on lock, but from how well you rest in the care of God. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we thank you. Thank you for reminding us that our rest, our strength, our tranquility should rest in your presence. And God, that when we quit trying to save ourselves and remember that it is in you that our salvation comes. God, the hustle and bustle won't continue to take us over. But God, we will return to a life of rest and strength, knowing you have our life full well in control. God, be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing week. God bless that. And Jesus.